Good morning to you. Cheryl McKay here with you on a Saturday morning, North by Northwest from Victoria. In this half hour of the show, the founding of a brand new art school and a book all about home. That is music from the group Barleywick from their latest recording, Dusty Lullaby, I Truly Understand. You're listening to North by Northwest on a Saturday morning at 16 minutes now after 7 o'clock. That's after 8 o'clock in the Mountain Time Zone. And I'm holding in my hands a little brochure here, a little blue and brown brochure. It's the Vancouver Island School of Art brochure. And you know, this time last year, this brochure didn't exist, and this school didn't exist either. And when I go through and look at the courses that are listed in here, I see drawing, an introduction, number one, art foundation, drawing explorations, landscape painting, paint collage and surface, understanding color, art history from impressionism to early modernism. Those are just a few of the courses that I read out of this brochure for the Vancouver Island School of Art. Well, the woman responsible for the school, the woman who founded it, is Wendy Welsh, and Wendy's in the studio with me this morning. Wendy, good morning.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in.
It's great.
This is really incredible, the story of how you got this school up and running and how it's kind of expanded. Where did you get the idea in the first place, Wendy, to start your own art school?
Well, at the end of July, I received an email about this incredible studio space. So I thought, I'll check it out. And when I saw the space, the first thing that came to my mind was this would be a great place for an art school. So from there, I went to a graphic designer. I called her up and I said, I'd like to start an art school in September.
And she said, July.
It's July. And she said, you mean September 2006? I said, no. September 2005, I went home, I designed a logo, I brought in this Prismacolor hand-drawn logo, and she really liked the idea, so they were willing to push it for me. So we just got it all together, and it became reality.
And when did the first students walk through the door into that space?
Probably, well, we started the third week in September.
Wow.
So although it seems like such a quick time, it's actually an idea I probably had since I was four. I mean, I love school. I was one of these kids that would find August really long because I wanted to go to school, and I used to always play school. And I've been teaching for about 12 years, and I've taught everywhere from on a boat to every community center. I've taught at Camosun, UVic. I've taught in people's living rooms. So with all this experience teaching, I started to get a really clear idea of what would make an ideal teaching environment. So the space on John Street really allowed me that opportunity. It's beautiful, bright space. We put in fantastic lighting, and it just is. I've created what I thought would be the best space, and it's really worked that way.
When you talk about a perfect kind of teaching space, is it that? Is it the light? Is it the environment? Are there other elements that figure into that as well, then, Wendy?
Well, the environment is a big. It plays a big factor because I taught at Victoria College of Art, which is an old romantic kind of building, but the lighting was really hard and it makes it better. Like students are already a little bit intimidated by going to an art class for the first time. So if you can create a really welcoming environment with great light and just really open space, it makes a big difference. Because right away, when students walk into the space, I can tell that they really love it. So that begins the process of them feeling comfortable with it.
It's still quite a leap, though. I mean, you mentioned that you'd been having it as a dream since you were four, but quite a leap to go from teaching, from working on your own art, which we should talk about as well, to opening a school. There were other things to do besides getting the brochure and finding the space, I imagine.
That's right. Well, how I deal with it is I just think that I have to do one thing. So I have to find instructors. So that's the one thing. I have to think of the classes. That's the one thing. I have to get incorporated as a nonprofit society. So it's one thing. So rather than think of the whole picture, which would be kind of overwhelming,
yes,
because I am an artist and a teacher, and it would be, if I knew everything involved, it's probably something I might not have taken on. But if I just look at it, it's just one thing. To me, it's like a really gigantic art project. So, I mean, in my own art, I do large-scale installations, which involve a lot of transportation of materials and organization. So I look at this as a really big art project. And it's so exciting because it's an art project that involves the community. And one of my interests, both as an artist and a teacher, is to bring in people who have never done art before. And people will call me and they'll say, you know, I really want to take an art course, but I don't have talent. And I always say, I love people without talent because those are the people who are really open-minded and they don't come in with preconceived ideas. And it's very exciting to teach people that art is, it's not a big deal. Like anybody could do art and people shouldn't feel intimidated. I just think art should be part of everybody's life. And I always say, I'm not here to make people into artists. I'm here to make people's lives more interesting.
Okay.
And that's what an art course will do, right? So, and I see it happen all the time. And that really gives me the energy when I see how excited students are by the school. I just, it keeps me going. And it just makes me realize that this is such a right thing to do.
So where does your school fit into the whole spectrum of art studies that are available here? I mean, there, as you mentioned, you've been teaching at the colleges and at the university, of course. There are art programs. Why this separate school?
Well, my vision for the school is that it's a place between the university and the community centers. And what my focus is on is students who want to study on a part-time basis. So in most art schools, you have to go full-time. For example, if you wanted to go to Camosun College here in Victoria, you have to take 14 classes per year. And the idea of studying art full-time is a luxury for a lot of people. And I believe that you can study part-time and be a serious artist. I did my undergraduate degree at Concordia in Montreal, and I did most of it part-time while working during the day, and I was really serious. So I take that idea that people have busy lives, but they still have a level of seriousness. I've taught continuing studies and night courses for quite a while, and I was always amazed at the level of interest and engagement that the students have. So I want to make a place for people who want to study art, but they have other things in their life. So we're developing a diploma program.
Really?
I'm applying for accreditation. That's another one thing. So that's in June. I do that. But so people could study and get a diploma, but I'm trying to develop an innovative program that it's done by hours, so that if you take a weekend workshop or a week-long workshop, everything you do at the school gets credited for your diploma. So you need a certain amount of hours. So it gives that kind of flexibility and it makes it more feasible for people.
So how many students came through the door in September?
We started off with 47 students and now we have 129. So we had an open house on December 9th, and I was just reading an email that I sent one of the musicians, because we had two groups playing, and he asked how many people would I expect, and I wrote to him 20 to 50. It turned out there was 250 people
showed up. At the open house?
Yeah, so it's a real, there's some kind of need for this in Victoria. I'm trying to create a really lively sort of downtown urban art school. And we're not quite downtown, but we're pretty close, and I think a city like Victoria could really do with a downtown school. I mean, I went to Concordia and it was downtown. It was just wonderful to have that connection with the city. So, yeah, I'm surprised by how well it's doing, but yeah.
And you've got a lot more courses offered this second term as well, right?
Yes, and so for the spring summer, we have quite an array of courses. And something like there's 24 weekend workshops, and I can't even remember all of them. 16 week long workshops, but I'm just trying to show people that art isn't just one thing. It's, you know, making cameras or doing batik or drawing, or there's just so many things, or learning art history.
And as you mentioned, just part of that passion of yours of reminding people that it's part of everyone's life as well.
Yeah, it's something that everyone can do, and it saddens me sometimes when I hear stories about people saying they can't do art because someone told them they weren't good at it. You don't have to be good at it. It's just, it makes your life more intense. I think, you know, you develop a kind of visual literacy that makes walking down the street more interesting. So you might not become the best drawer in the world, but you'll see the world differently.
I think you told me the other day when we were talking on the phone that one of the students mentioned that he had a kindergarten teacher who told him he was no good at drawing.
Yeah, and these kind of stories I just find so
shocking. Heartbreaking.
I know.
How can you not be good at drawing in kindergarten?
That's right. So one of the things, one of my criteria for hiring instructors is that they have to be smart, they have to be practicing artists, and they have to be really nice people. Because it's the niceness that will encourage people to do artwork.
Especially
right?
People who are coming to the school who have no background that they're building on, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we work with that and make people bring out things in people that they didn't realize they had.
So how much time are you spending on your own art these days, Wendy?
I try and spend an hour a day.
You still do?
It's not that much. I have a really big exhibition coming up at the Southern Alberta Art Gallery, so it's good. I think it's really important to be an artist and to run the school. Like, I want to run the school from that point of view, that I take it really seriously, and I have a kind of empathy for students when they're doing their own work, and it makes it all seem more real and alive. So, yeah, I still do the work. I think that's really important. So, I mean, it's a lot of work. Everything is a lot of work, but it's also pleasurable that it gives you a kind of energy to go with it. So,
plus the writing as well.
Yeah.
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 Well, Wendy, great to meet you in person.
Well, good to meet you, Cheryl.
We'll keep in touch.
Yeah.
And all the best with the ongoing growth of the art school as well.
Yeah, so everyone should come and visit the art school. We're having an open house on April 17th.
And you're expecting how many people?
Well, there'll probably be a few hundred, and we'll have a few musicians as well.
And so where can people find it?
It's on John Street, 578 John Street, and all the information about activities we have, such as artist talks and our upcoming open house, is on the website.
And that is VancouverIslandSchoolArt.com.
That's
right. Thanks again, Wendy.
Okay, welcome.
That is Wendy Welsh, and Wendy is the founder of the Vancouver Island School of Art. And as I mentioned, and she mentioned, you can find it at 578 John Street in Victoria. You can check the website, VancouverIslandSchoolArt.com.